Welcome, friends, to the Bulls by the Bay weekly news update for Monday, April 21. I'm Karen Neesmith, bringing you the latest from the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. It's just a few more weeks here on campus before we will be wrapping up the academic semester. Students are hard at work with final report, research projects, and studying for exams. On April 17th, we held the annual Rocky Awards, a raucous, fun, filled evening that honors student leaders who have been active in the last year on making an impact on campus. Another way that we saw students shine was at the annual Governor's Cup statewide pitch competition held on April 12th in Lynn Pippinger Hall. The Governor's Cup is a showcase of Florida's brightest student entrepreneurs. The winners included Daniel Guido for first place from Florida Atlantic University with his Fire Codes AI startup focused on fire prevention technology. USF's own Unique Austin and Cherish Austin secured second place for their innovative venture, an app called Ridely. And finally, for third place, Robert Stroud of Florida Gulf Coast University took third place with his startup Legacy Handrails. The event was organized by the USF Knott Center for Entrepreneurship with support from Florida Southern College. We have a couple of events coming up this week. In honor of Earth Day on April 22nd, the USF libraries will unveil the hashtag Creekshed Map, an online narrative exploring the human and natural stories that flow into the Gulf of Mexico. The project features contributions from poets and writers from across Florida, including NPR columnist Diane Roberts and USF's own Julie Armstrong and Gary Mormino. The launch event will include readings by these contributors, offering insights into our relationship with local waterways. Next, on Thursday, mark your calendars for the annual One USF Undergraduate Research Conference. It will take place on April 24th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the University Student Center Ballrooms here on the St. Petersburg campus. Nearly 90 student research posters will be showcased, highlighting the diverse and impact work of our undergraduate scholars. This event is open to the public and offers a glimpse into the innovative research conducted at USF St. Petersburg. And finally, last week, USF St. Petersburg shared findings with community leaders of a community perception survey. In September 2024, USF St. Petersburg surveyed 75 community and business leaders to gather feedback on our community engagement efforts. The results highlighted our strong presence and valuable contributions, while also identifying areas for growth. This feedback provides actionable opportunities to enhance partnerships, improve visibility, and strengthen community integration. We thank all participants for their insights, which will guide our strategic planning and foster more impactful collaborations with local government, businesses, and nonprofits. And my friends, that's all for this week's Bulls by the Bay weekly news update. I'm Karen Neesmith, and we'll be back next Monday with more news from USF St. Petersburg. Until then, stay safe and go Bulls.